transport system, but today the news is the whole thing seems to be strangely in trouble. The 10-member board have been given their marching orders, and the state government is making a number of moves in this area whilst there are questions about possible blowout in costs. Now, it's my understanding that many of the board's contracts were due to expire in April, and they've been told, basically, you won't have a job after April. This is Kate Jones. Now, Kate Jones is the minister responsible for delivering Cross River Rail.
I am very proud to be the Cross River Rail Minister. As you all know, at the end of last year, the Premier asked me to take the reins of this project. And today I'm announcing a number of changes where I will be able to get a much more direct line of sight on delivering this project for the people of Queensland. Today I'm announcing that I'll be issuing a ministerial directive for the CEO to report directly to me as Minister and not the Board. In addition to this, I'm announcing a new beefed up contract compliance unit that will hold the contractor to account. The $5.4 billion contract is already in place. The contractor is required to meet the requirements of that contract. What I'm saying clearly today, it is my job to hold them to that contract. I also want to take this opportunity to thank the board. They have done a fantastic job during the procurement phase, and I want to acknowledge their leadership in what is and has been the largest procurement project ever undertaken in the history of Queensland. But now we're getting on the job of building this project. And that's why, as Minister, I want a direct line of sight on how we build the Cross River Rail project. No, I had absolute faith in the current board. Their term was actually due to expire in April, and I think they've done a fantastic job when it comes to the procurement of the largest project ever entered into in Queensland's history. But as I said, the next 4 years is about getting on with the job of building this. And as a minister responsible, we need to stay one step ahead of the game. You know, we have a very strong contract in place, but I've seen what's happened in our southern states. You know, we need to make sure that our compliance unit is beefed up and is keeping this contractor to account at every single step.
Kate Jones, minister responsible now for delivering Cross River Rail. She's issued a ministerial directive where information is fed back to her directly, bypassing the board. So they're basically a lame duck board now, and they don't have a job after April. They're all gone, or they'll be, you know, they're basically being booted in April when their contracts finish. And it's not clear what, if anything, the contractor here in Queensland has done wrong. Now, we did request an interview with Minister Jones. However, her office told us she is unavailable. Steve Minikin is the LNP's Shadow Minister for Transport and the State Member for Chatsworth. Let me get your reaction to the news that the minister has bypassed the board, told them they won't have a job after April, and is criticising the contractor for reasons that aren't terribly clear, Steve Minikin.
Just typical Labor spin. What is it with Labor and project management delivery? I mean, the reality here is that Cross River Rail was going to make the health payroll debacle look like petty cash, potentially. The contractor, CPB, they're involved in a dispute because of land contamination on a project in Melbourne, but they've got a really decent track record. I mean, for example...
What's that got to do with us here in Queensland?
Well, exactly. That's exactly right, and that's why the minister should be answering that question. I mean, CPB, they've got a great record here in Queensland. They helped build the Gold Coast Light Rail, for instance, and remember, the construction contracts were only awarded last year. Here's the reality. The only reason Kate Jones is sharpening the knives on that particular contractor and company is because the CFMEU, they ran a public campaign against the company, including rallies outside Parliament, only last month or the month before.
So you're telling me that Kate Jones has sacked the entire board of the biggest infrastructure program in Queensland's history because the union didn't like them?
Who knows? That's a question that needs to be put to the minister, and she needs to front and answer these questions. Look, we have a range, and we've been flagging a range of issues with Cross River Rail. I mean, the project failed at the first hurdle with Infrastructure Australia because it was unable to be supported with a business case because it concluded that the costs of the project as presented were likely to exceed its benefits. That was the first fail. Then Infrastructure Australia considered the estimates of the growth in the rail patronage were too high. So Labor have never released the full business case. And I mean, this project, the responsibility changed hands, we know, from the current Deputy Premier, Jackie Trad, because of the property scandal. The construction date was delayed by a year to September 2019, and when work finally commenced back in September last year, The Workplace Health and Safety Office has identified various contraventions, including asbestos-related material in Albert Street. The reality is this $5.4 billion project is well and truly out of control. They have a terrible track record when it comes to project delivery.
Steve Minikin is the LNP's Shadow Minister for Transport and State Member for Chatsworth. At the press conference that Kate Jones gave today, Steve Minikin, she was asked whether these changes are to appease concerns at the CFMEU and the ETU, the Electrical Trades Union. This is what happened.
Look, what they've said to me is that they just want to have a safe workplace that they come to every day and that their workers get paid fairly for the work that they do. That is, you know, I've met with them, I'll continue to meet with them. Of course, I want good industrial relations on this practice. You know, we are on time and on budget right now, but it is early days. The one thing I can guarantee, though, is that I'm going to hold this contractor to account. Every waking hour, I'll be working to deliver this project for the people of Queensland and the taxpayers of Queensland. You know, I got into politics to make a difference. This project makes a difference, and I'm going to work really hard to ensure that the contractor is held to account, that workers come to a great job where they know that they are also contributing to Queensland. You know, to me, when you think about where we're going to be in 2025, you know, if we want an Olympics, you need Cross River Rail. If you want Brisbane not to grind to a halt, you need Cross River Rail. If you want to give back working people 20 minutes, half an hour in their daily lives, you need Cross River Rail. It's my job to deliver it.
The implications at the beginning of her answer there is that somehow the workplace involving this company is unsafe. Has there been any finding by the Office of Industrial Relations from Grace that the work site for Cross River Rail is unsafe?
All that we are aware is that when the work did commence last year, the Workplace Health and Safety Officers did identify some contraventions with asbestos-related material in Albert Street. And the Minister is right in that safety of workers is paramount. But then again, the issue also seems to be with the CFMEU, not just about safety, but also about wage negotiations as well. So the Minister has got plenty of questions to actually answer here. The reality is that when you have a look at the track record of this particular project, I repeat, the business case for this project has not ever been fully released. The government has been unable to provide a revised train service plan, and they've underestimated that Cross River Rail is contingent on further network improvements. Steve, that's a crucial point, including things like the north and south alignment of tunnels, as well as the upgrade to the Cleveland Line and the Sunshine Coast Rail duplication. And, must be an election in the air, the old replacing of level crossings. You can't just have the Cross River Rail without these, not add-ons, essential components. These are costs and components that need to be accounted for. But how do the people of Queensland know what value for money they're getting when a business case hasn't even been presented to the people of Queensland? This truly has hairs all over it. As I said at the opening, when it comes to looking at the history of the Labor Party, we had the health payroll debacle, $1.25 billion. But just recently, it's disturbing news about Cross River Rail, because look at their other projects, their ICT, their computer projects. They're running at about $413 million over budget. We know from past history, the water grid ended up costing $9 billion. And again, recently, the much-lauded Townsville Stadium, great bit of kit, but it too was plagued with industrial relations problems, and it's blown out by about 20%. What is it with labour and project management? It's like oil and water. They just don't mix.
Well, I want to avoid the politics and stick with trying to find out what the problem is. The Minister has announced the contract compliance unit. Is the contractor trying to escape the terms of their contract at all? Has anything been said to Parliament? The Minister is required to report to Parliament. Has the Minister reported to Parliament that the contractor is trying to escape the terms of the contract, leading to the setting up of the contract compliance unit, which she announced today?
The only thing, and I stand to be corrected, everything's on hands up, but from what I have heard in Parliament, the only thing when it comes to Cross River Rail is it's a piece of project, piece of kit, which is of vital importance for Queensland, South East Queensland, yeah, tick there, but the reality is that all that's been said about it will be transformational, lots of gloss, spin, it's on budget, it's on time. I believe that the Treasurer said words that affect in a radio interview this morning that it was on budget and on time. It's the usual catch cries that just come out. But the reality is, well, it's not on time. So if it's not on time, for a start, how can it be on budget?
Well, if it's on time and on budget, why has the board been told they don't have a job?
Great question. Needs to be asked of the Minister. Why is that? Why have you now got people, including the architect of the health payroll debacle. Paul Lucas, he was part of the board. He's been given his marching orders. I don't know. The reality is that it appears as though people are starting to wise up, and we have been flagging the fact that this is a project with hairs all over it. Now it would appear as though there is panic. And it is no good just trying to do the old jingoistic Queenslander call here and pick on CPB, the contractor, because of a dispute that they've got in Victoria.
Just stay with me, if you would, Steve Minnickin. Steve Minnickin's the Shadow Minister for Transport. Treasurer Jackie Trad, who previously was the Minister for Cross River Rail, she's the Treasurer, as you know, she was on ABC Radio this morning with Rebecca Livingston. And she was asked if there were concerns about the project, if it was over budget and the like. This is what she said.
Look, at the end of the day, this is a multi-billion dollar project. Rebecca, we are delivering something like $58 billion worth of infrastructure right across our state, particularly in regional Queensland. And what we do see is we see underspends in many projects and we see overspends in other projects, depending on the complexity of the project delivery. But at the end of the day, Cross River Rail is all about getting people home faster to their families.
Yes, but people have an expectation that the project will be managed, you know, Absolutely. Within a reasonable budget. And this is, again, something else that affects, you know, the bottom line for Queenslanders. Presumably, the budget you deliver over, well, certainly this year, and who knows in the coming years, at this stage, are you expecting the Cross River Rail project to blow out financially?
That has not been advice given to me.
Do you accept that, Steve Minnickin?
No, I don't, because the simple facts are this. This project, the construction date, I believe the Treasurer went to say from the procurement stage, we now enter the construction phase. Well, guess what? The construction has been delayed by a year. It didn't start till September last year. So how can it be on budget? But you know what? These are the questions that the Labor government, who are just absolutely hopeless when it comes to money, absolutely hopeless when it comes to project delivery, full of spin, smoke, mirrors, but no substance. Look, this is realistically a major, major issue, Steve, because a $5.4 billion project, if it's as media reports have said that it could blow out to, I don't know, possibly $12 billion or whatever, we're a state that's actually got a big debt bomb ticking around us now anyway. The last thing that the taxpayers of Queensland, that's the key point here, it's not your money, my money, the Treasurer's money, it's all of our money.
All right.
It's blowing out.
I'll leave it there. Steve Minnickin, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Steve Minnickin is the Shadow Transport spokesperson. Kate Jones is the Minister responsible for delivering the Cross River Rail project. We did request an interview with Minister Jones. Her office told us that she is unavailable.
Time for us to throw open our windows and say what's on everyone's lips.
Let's call the police.